Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, today we celebrate the solemnity of Pentecost, and before Jesus ascended to his Father, he spoke to his disciples and said, "When the Advocate comes, the Spirit of Truth, who issues from the Father, he will be my witness." Then he added, "And you too will be my witnesses. For when the Spirit of Truth comes, he will lead you to the complete truth." Dear friends, on the day the Spirit descended on the first Christians in Jerusalem, there was no question as to whether Jesus' promise was fulfilled or not. It was rather, how could anyone be filled with the Holy Spirit and be restrained from proclaiming the message of life? This is what the text from the Acts of the Apostles described in the first reading, telling us that when the day of Pentecost arrived, the people were together in one place. There was the sound of a rushing wind. The Spirit came and parted on the heads of every one of them, and they began to speak in different languages. That passage recounts how the comparatively small community of believers bore witness to the wonders of God's love to the so many nationals from many parts of the then known world. Those who heard them were bewildered and asked, "Surely, all these men speaking are Galileans. How does it happen that each one of us hears them in his own native language?" In all certainty, where the Spirit of God is at work, there is no question of language. There is no question of language being a barrier. It is the love and peace set in motion by God through his Son in the Holy Spirit that encompasses those who believe in God. It leads them on to do extraordinary things with great courage. So when the Spirit descended on the first Christians, they spoke, they bore witness to the wonders of God's mercy and love. Today, the Spirit comes to us in different forms. We mark this 50th day after the resurrection, and yet, from time to time, we also have occasion to confer confirmation on people who are learning to become Christians. In those circumstances, the Holy Spirit descends and comes to us. Of course, he's always with us, but he comes in a special way. Today, as we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, what the Scriptures call us to is this, that where God's Spirit is, the language is not a barrier, and that our life should be transformed so that we break down all the barriers and build bridges for people to walk across to the mercy of God. But as we gather together every Sunday to celebrate, knowing that the Spirit comes to inspire us, do we build bridges or we build barriers? The Holy Spirit's way of helping all of us to build bridges is to help us love one another. And love speaks every language. Love and peace, they speak every language in this world. You do not have to open your mouth when you love people, and they will understand what it means. So, as the Holy Spirit comes to us, let us also learn to allow him to fill us with the language of love, the language of peace, that in our own situation, we may be able to bear witness to the wonders of God's mercy and love. We have everything that we would need to bear that witness, yet sometimes we are crippled by our own weaknesses. We allow our weaknesses to superimpose a sort of fear on us so that we are not ready to go out courageously to bear witness by our lives to the mercy and the peace that comes from God. Dear friends, it is the love and peace set in motion by God through His Son in the Holy Spirit that moves everyone to go and bear witness to the death and resurrection of Christ. As we celebrate this great feast, marking the end of the Easter festivities, we too are encouraged to go out to speak to people about the marvels of God. Today, the single language that breaks down all barriers is love. And love is not simply lip service. Love is about allowing God to permeate our inner being so that we do not simply think of ourselves alone, but become ready to be channels of God's mercy and grace to His creation. Love is about giving God the first place in our lives, putting our neighbor second, and allowing ourselves to take the back seat. This is the way by which we can reach out to those in dire need of God's message of love. The mission to testify or to bear witness to Christ calls for selflessness on our part. And to be selfless and live for others, we should pay great attention to the message of St. Paul in the second reading, when he said, "Walk by the Spirit, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are opposed to the desires of the Spirit." In Galatians 5:19, St. Paul listed the works of the flesh and warned that all those who live this type of life without making any effort to change shall not inherit the kingdom of God. How can we continue to go to church and at the end fail to enter into the kingdom of God? But if we would want to enter into the kingdom of God, we allow the Holy Spirit to break us, take out all that is dead, all our dead actions. We allow Him to purify us with the flames of fire that burn away every impurity, so that He can make us, remold us into the image of God's Son. Finally, St. Paul enumerated the fruits of the Spirit and pointed out that against such there is no law. He said, "Those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires." St. Paul concluded by throwing this challenge to everyone, every Christian, when he said, "If we live by the Spirit, let us walk by the Spirit. If we live by the Spirit, let us walk by the Spirit."
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.